B-Pod Studios.
Bring our next essay. He actually going to have an answer to this question because he is a native. And, of course, he works for the NFL Network, and we go way back, and he's got the latest on NFL news and signings and platforms and all this kind of thing. He is the great Mike Garofalo on the Comcast Business Hotline, Beyond Fast. Mikey!
I just realized it's Wednesday. That makes me really excited because I think I'm getting a general knowledge question.
I will give you one at the category of your choice. Well, we finish this little thing. But first of all,
I don't think that's how it works. I want to play by the regular rules.
Okay. So, all right, we'll play by the regular rules. All right, so yeah, I think famous Mormons are up next, I think.
Taysom Hill.
First of all, answer the question. Which of these teams makes the deeper playoff run, Sixers or Flyers?
Sixers, I guess.
Yeah, right? You guess Sixers? I don't know.
I guess. I don't listen. Hockey playoffs are kind of a crapshoot.
They are.
You can kind of pencil in. I guess I should take the more of the wild card. No pun intended. But I'll take the bird in the hand rather than the one in the bush. How about that?
All right, that sounds fine. But it is weird. The subject is even valid to talk about. That actually, the Flyers could maybe go further than the Sixers. We weren't thinking that at the beginning of the year. Let's talk some football issues and some Eagle issues. Now they released Bradham. What do you think the defensive idea? With linebackers to secondary, what do you think they're looking to do this offseason?
I think fortify the cornerback position, whether that's via trade or free agency. I mean, I know we've been waiting for them to trade or sign Chris Harris now for like 4 years. I think that's what you're probably going to wind up seeing. Not necessarily him, but just a noted effort by this team in all facets to really try to get one, two, three guys that you can kind of put in there and kind of rely upon for a couple of years now. It's been a little bit of a revolving door, so to speak, although Jalen Mills has kind of been the one consistent there, I guess you could say, over the last however many years it's been for him now. Can't believe he's already a free agent. Like, I just feel like he just arrived and all of a sudden now he's got a shot to cash in and get a payday, whether it's here or elsewhere. So, I think that's what you're going to say. I got a text from some of my Eagle fan buddies yesterday saying, what are they going to do with the linebacker position? I said, a lot of teams, if you can get a guy that can get out and run, that's what you need at the linebacker position. You don't look at it like, hey, we've got to build there. You can kind of fill in there a little bit. And that's been their philosophy. Be strong up front. And try to be strong on the back end. So I think that's probably what you're going to wind up seeing. And then just the overall youth movement for this team, I just feel like they're setting up to be a couple of surprises. I don't know. I don't know exactly what they're going to wind up being, but a couple of surprises along the way.
As far as an acquisition?
No, as far as maybe like somebody that's not going to be here. They're going to have some really tough decisions to make. If they're really going to commit to a youth movement and do it quickly, I just feel like, and I don't really have a whole lot to go on here. It's just really more of me kind of projecting and looking out and trying to put myself in Howie's shoes and knowing that he's realizing they're going to have to make some drastic moves in some areas to really get younger. I just feel like there's going to be a couple along the way where we're going to be like, wow.
Interesting. So let me explore this with you, because I know this is just you and me talking here. But if we're talking, like who are we talking about would be the swimmer? Is Malcolm Jenkins maybe would be in that crosshair?
That's one that I kind of put in my mental list because he wants a new contract. He's making it clear he's not going to come back after making a little bit of noise last year. So if you're Howie, you go, hey, why don't I deal him and see if I can go get something for him? And then he goes and gets a chance to get a contract elsewhere. And I can kind of use that draft capital or whatever it winds up being to reset a little bit. Again, if you're listening, please, this is like mostly speculation on my part. I'm just don't go say that I'm reporting this. But I'm kind of piecing this all together, and I'm getting the sense that there's going to be a couple of spots along the way where we might, you know, listen, Jason Peters, I don't know if that qualifies as a surprise, but you know, they might have to move on there and see if Dillard can play the left tackle spot or, you know, maybe make another move up front. I don't know. I mean, Jason Kelce's coming off the first, team all pro year. So I wouldn't think they'd move on from him, but they're going to have to make some tough calls.
They're going to have to get younger and they're going to have to get cheaper. I understand that concept completely. So let's look at who they can draft, which would fit that category. Now, if you're talking, do you think that they would go and acquire a corner rather than draft a corner and throw him in there? And does that mean they would then focus on their number one draft pick being a skill player wide receiver?
I think you could see a combination of both, maybe. And just where your draft, and I mean, you're not going to get a guy that you're going to throw in there and, hey, man, he's our number one corner. And, you know, I kind of thinking like a couple of years ago when the Jaguars got Jalen Ramsey, and the next thing you know, he's going one-on-one with DeAndre Hopkins in his rookie season. Like, you're not going to get that unless you're in the top 5 to 10 of the draft.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's going to be that as the plan A for how to get a number one corner. So there's going to have to be something else along the way, whether it's trade or whether it's free agency, to kind of acquire a guy. And, you know, I explore Darius Slay, but I would say this: if Detroit's asking price does not come down significantly from last year, that's just I can't imagine that happening.
What are they asking for right now?
Last year, I don't know right now, but last year it was a number one plus. So it was a first round pick and then a sweetener on top of that. And that's just, at this point, that's just too much for the guy.
Would just the number one pick, would you do that for that?
Without
a sweetener, number one pick, Darius Slay.
Am I the Lions or the other
team? You're the Eagles.
No, I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't do that if you're the Eagles. Okay.
No.
Let's look then at the, do you feel they would draft a wide receiver here, first round? And it's not something they do normally, but there are some, it's a pretty deep position.
Well, when's the last, they took the, last first round.
Macklin?
Was Aguilar, right?
Oh, Aguilar, yeah. It was Aguilar and Macklin in that 18 area, both of them were.
Yeah, yeah. I could see them doing that. I mean, I gotta really, I'll know so much more probably by the end of next week, once we get to Indy and once we really see where these guys are going to slot in, because that's when you really start to get a feel for this stuff. But I don't know, I don't know if Ruggs is going to be there. The kid from Alabama, who else am I missing that could be in the back end of the first round here? I'm blanking off the top.
Yeah, there's a kid from Colorado and the TCU kid. Interesting, that kid from Penn State, KJ Hamler, looks like a second round.
Yeah.
Type of
situation. I think you've got, between the first and the second round, I think you've got options.
Yeah.
It sounds like I hate to use words like historically deep wide receiver draft, but these are the kind of things that you're hearing right now. So, it sounds like you've got options in the first two rounds that can get a guy. And listen, if you draft a guy in the second round, he should be contributing right away. And I mean, I know that was a big thing with Arcega Whiteside, that they thought he was going to be able to come in and do a lot more than he did this year. Certainly didn't live up necessarily to those expectations. It's sometimes an adjustment period for a guy when he comes in and learns an NFL offense and really has to figure out how to run his route within the concept of the entire offense. So
JJ is going to be better next year. All right, there you go, Tyrone.
Well, you would hope and that's why. When they brought in Moorhead as their wide receiver coach, they really feel like he's got some, boots on the ground type training, having played in the league before. So we'll see.
All right, last question. We're talking to Mike Arafolo from NFL Network. Alshon's situation. What do you think happens there? And also, kind of like throw in Ertz. I know, would he be one of those players that maybe they go, well, you know, we do have another guy. Maybe we can get value. What do you think?
That would be an absolute stunner to me. When I say surprises, I'm kind of like not even including him.
All right. Okay.
But listen, it would be interesting. Now, I know that they've explored doing a contract extension for him, so that pretty much tells me they want him to stick around, right?
Yes,
but
yes.
The interesting part of that is, if you do that deal, you're imagining he's going to be around for 3+ years.
Yep.
Well, Dallas Goedert's going to come up in 2 years, so then you're going to have to make a call on that one, because you're not going to be able to afford both of those guys, I wouldn't think. That's called a good problem to have, though. So I would say Ertz sticks around, but I will say this. They were able to knock out a couple of extensions last year. Ertz was not one of them, so that tells me that there's probably more work to be done there. And the other thing is, this should be a big offseason for tight ends. George Kittle is going to do an extension. Austin Hooper is going to get paid a ton of money in free agency. So Ertz is probably sitting there saying, hey, no rush. I might as well just sit back and let those guys set the bar and see where I slot in.
All right, the Alshon thing. They just eat it?
Yeah.
Okay. No chance. No, Alshon Jeffrey. They'll eat that money.
And just straight out release him?
Yeah.
I wouldn't think so.
No?
I think it would be a trade, and hey, we'll eat half of it. That to me makes more sense to me. If you get value back, and you know, a team that's going to be out there desperate for a number one big body receiver would probably say, yeah, sure, we'll love to take this guy.
Yeah, if he's that. if he's that, well, anymore.
all it takes is one team to see that,
yeah,
and believe that, you know? I hear you, Mike, and you could sell it to them as, hey, he's been banged up. When he's healthy, he's, you know, potentially that guy. But if I'm reading the tea leaves and seeing where this one is going, I would say that would be my best prediction on that.
All right. Sounds good, buddy. Good to talk to you. And we'll look forward to catching up again.
Wait, I'm not done. Don't I get my question?
Oh, it's a general knowledge question. All right, so I'm going to give you your choice of categories. This is general knowledge category, Robert De Niro movies quiz, actors, directors, the actors who directed the movies, and famous Mormons. Which one do you want?
Oh, famous Mormons was real? I thought you were joking.
No, it's a real category.
I probably should go De Niro, but I'll go actor-director.
Actors-directors, stepping up. Yeah. All right, let's go with this one here. This actor also directed these two movies. Good Night and Good Luck and Monuments Men.
Not even going to take the time to look it up and cheat. George Clooney.
You got it. Nice work. All right, buddy. We'll talk to you.
Thanks, Mike.
There he is, Mike Garofalo from the NFL Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.